Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
I'm very curious, actually. One of the things I wonder about is who are making these security decisions and what age were they? And what experience level had they had in a world where we were facing real threats that we had lived through? And some people, you know, who they just... they weren't there. They were kids, or they weren't even born. It's like us looking at Pearl Harbor for our parents and grandparents and stuff. Because I think it looks like common sense for some of us who've been through those years to go, why would you not have that here? It doesn't need to be that complicated. But apparently it does in some ways.
You know, you hit it right on the head with this too. It's a lack of reps.
Yeah, it's reps.
Specific areas.
Yeah.
And think about this. You know, so here's the most basic, and I'm good friends with a lot of people that do this groundwork security stuff, and even a layman like me, you know, which is what we talk about on our show all the time, is deep empathy. Yeah. Empathy from the standpoint of, and it's not empathy, remember, empathy is not agreeing with someone. Empathy is not being compassionate. Empathy is just understanding the optic. And here's what you need. Here's what they failed to do in New Orleans is have empathy. Mm-hmm. In other words, if I wanted to kill a lot of people, which is my job to prevent, how would I do it? Yeah. How would I get around? And that's exactly what the terrorist did. He looked and he said, here's how I'm going to beat this system. And he beat it.
Anybody could look at it and do that. I mean,
I know. And that's what they didn't do to prevent it.
Yeah. And that's the shocking part of it. That's the part I just can't get over. It's like, I'm not a terrorist. If I were to like, but I might look for these things because we've lived through that era. So like your eyes kind of look around going, what could possibly happen here? And like, I would, if I were walking down that street, I'd be like, this is kind of weird. There's not real secure barriers for this. But there's just so many things in this. Let's talk for a moment about the actual characters themselves. I mean, these are people who were not from the Middle East. I mean, we have, one who I believe appears to be Arab in nature, but he's an American. He grew up American. He's 100%. I mean, look at his real estate video that was out recently. I mean, you look at that, and the last thing you're going to think is this guy's going to go do a freaking terrorist attack. You look at his picture and you go, oh, he resembles 9/11. And it's like, and then he's a realtor and he's not at all what you think in that thing. But obviously had a lot of difficulties, divorced twice, but he had kids. But obviously things did not work out well here. Is this your typical type terrorist that's been radicalized? Or is this someone who had like a mental break and really just kind of went down a dark path really quick?
Yeah, I think you hit it right there. You know, so what we see in all these situations where someone gets to the point where their problem solving skills goes to murder and taking lives and violence, mm-hmm. it's an escalation of challenging situations that they seem to have a inability to problem solve through.
Yeah.
And again, when you flip that switch and you see the world through the optic of I'm a victim and the world's out to get me.
Wound collector.
No other choice. This was a 100% wound collector, victim mentality, and this is how they decide to solve their problem. And when you have someone that becomes vulnerable psychologically to outside input, mm-hmm. That's where radicalization can come in. That radicalization is the same thing. It's cult. It's a cult mentality. This is how the cults take over too. They get love bombed. Or in this case, might have been solution bombed. We have a solution for you. Go do this, and you'll find your salvation in the afterlife, or whatever bill of goods they were selling this guy. Because even his brother, you know, the data points as today are saying that he was they. If I understood what I read first on this, was they grew up Christian.
Yeah.
And that's and again, when you look at his military service in the Army, it looked like a good service
record. It was a great service record.
Again, challenging situations through life that everyone deals with. Okay, you have some divorce, you have some financial issues, but it looks like he was attempting to problem solve the entire time until. But again, this is what I think from our standpoint today of what we know from the socials and media. We don't have the full picture here. There was something tragic, and there was something that happened in there that we're not seeing that gave that spike out of the norm.
It does seem like amateur hour in terms of terrorists when you got a vehicle through there. You got a truck through because of security lapses, which were pretty evident, which if you knew the city and you kind of knew how the city works, it's like they're not going to have this fixed by that thing. And there's your way in if you decide you want to do it. The fact that, I mean, he had all these other IEDs he was supposedly going to set off and all this stuff. It's like none of it happened. I mean, fairly amateur hour. The other guy in Vegas had fireworks in the back of his truck. I mean, it was like, what are you planning here? It's like wannabe terrorism certainly does some damage and gets a lot of attention. And obviously a huge loss of life in New Orleans. But it did not seem to be what I think we would, I guess, normally consider to be like a radicalized terrorist in terms of 9/11 coming into our country with a bigger plan. This seems, and maybe we'll find out there's a few more people involved. I don't know. But it does seem kind of like we're the terrorist club and we're pretending we're part of this.
You know, it's the sad truth of both of these is that, especially with the one in Vegas, he, from what we know right now, he shot himself in the head first before the truck blew off.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at his service record, very distinguished service record. In that case, in both cases, anytime you're dealing with individuals like this that do the mass killings, I think what I saw the stat on is 95% to 99% are suicidal to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're dealing here is two veterans, you know. So I mean, just think about this. I think the veteran mental health issue is going to leak into this at some point as well. That's especially with the Vegas one. The New Orleans one, I think again, pure conjecture, he had a gap in that mental capacity of problem solving, being suicidal, and in comes a solution through some ISIS propaganda crap. And he wound up killing a lot of other people along the way, as well as himself. I mean, that was a suicide run. There's no doubt it's a suicide run. I mean, you don't do what he did without knowing you're going to die.
Yeah. It's obviously all those psych questions are there no matter what. As of right now, there's a lot of questions about, are these two connected? There is overlapping time at Fort Bragg. That's what we have. We have that, and they use the same app to get the vehicles through Turo, and obviously the events happened on the same day. That's as of our recording, what we know. What are your thoughts on these being related? Is this just a lot of weird coincidences at one time for a country that's really kind of at a burning point?
You know, I'm going to go against what I normally do in these cases. When I first saw the timing of the two, I am not a coincidence guy. Normally when things line up, they're connected in some way, but here's the linkage. I think the linkage we're seeing is the only linkage we know. They happen to be in the Army. They happen to serve at the same places. They might've used the same app because maybe that's what that everyone at the Army.
It can seem reasonable that you would be doing these things. And Fort Bragg is not like a little village. I mean, it's a city.
I'm actually broadcasting from that area right now.
So there you go.
Fayetteville, Virginia. I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And so I think, you know, when you have individuals that served in similar places, similar times, they're going to learn similar ways of doing things. And I think the timing as of right now, I think it is coincidental because their motivations do seem to be very different. You have one guy that is using a Cybertruck, you know, and apparently voted for Trump in a very clear suicide by shooting himself first before he blows up the truck, not trying to, at least he's not driving that truck through a mass crowd. And then you have another one with an ISIS flag on the back of the truck driving through a crowd.
Yeah.
So the, the intent seems to be a bit different. Although yeah. the end result, killing themselves, I think is the congruence.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's I am curious though if we're going to find more connections in
some
shape or form. There's a lot of more I'm sure we're going to be talking about in the following weeks on this one.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.